You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Are you ready to play Boys Against the Goals with Dom and Jeremy?
We are ready to play. All right, so you never could get hold of Kevin?
I called him like six times.
No, Kevin. All right.
Well, he really wanted to play.
He truly is not listening anymore.
Yeah, he's done with us.
No, he's
He was
not.
Nice when I called him, but now he's like, screw you guys.
Forget it.
No.
Forget it forever.
No, I bet something just came up. Maybe he can play again on Tuesday.
We'll see.
Okay. In the meantime, Boys Against the Girls brought to you by La Peep, the original Colorado breakfast concept. We're going to send you off to La Peep for breakfast if you win the game. Let me see who goes first today is the girls. So let's meet our lady contestant first. That's Christy. Hi, Christy. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, girl.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's fun to have you on. It's fun to have you on. What do you do, Christy?
I am a psychotherapist. I work with kids and families.
Psychotherapist.
Oh, what a neat gig.
That must be difficult to go out and hang with your friends, because all you can do, really, if you go to happy hours, listen to their problems, and then you start...
Then you analyze them.
You're analyzing them in your head, aren't you?
No. I turn it off after I leave work. I've been doing it almost 20 years, so I'm pretty good at that.
Yes, I feel like it would
always be there, though.
Yeah, but maybe on the ride home, you're listening to some of the things they said, and you're like, boy, Lauren really needs to get
her
act
together.
Here's
what's wrong with Lauren.
I try not to. Well, you know, it's like second nature, but yeah.
Well, good.
I like We thought
once about having a psychotherapist come into the studio and analyze, you know, us.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Just to see what they'd say. She's like, uh-huh.
She's like, bad idea.
Not me. No.
Oh, come on. Have some fun with us.
How about that?
What'd you say?
I'll refer you to someone.
Oh,
how about
for
that?
Good. No,
are you married? Are you married?
I am. Yeah.
What's that like?
Almost
like, are you
years.
Always analyzing what he says? And
of course she is.
Do you always win the fights?
he and my children say, okay, Mom, don't put on the therapist mode. Don't be in therapist mode. Just be Mom.
Just be Mom mode, yeah.
So, I guess I do that sometimes, but you're used to it.
All right, so we will not bring you in if you don't want to come in. We usually feed our guests pretty well. Good luck to you today. You are going up against this guy named Sean. Hello, Sean. Welcome to the show.
Hey there. Thanks.
Glad you called. What do you do, sir?
I manage a team of implementation folks for an aviation company.
What a weird title.
I thought
title.
So. I thought, what are you implementing?
What?
Yeah, what does that mean?
Who knows? Nobody really knows. Aviation software.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
So
autopilot.
He keeps planes from running
different.
Into each other.
There you go.
That's an important job.
That's a very important job.
We need guys
job.
Like Sean.
A good thing.
Yeah. So we appreciate you.
Definitely not a psychotherapist. No.
You know, I looked out. I was taking a flight back from New Jersey just a few years ago, and we're at, 32,000 feet or whatever it is. And I'm sitting, because I have to have a window seat, Jerry. You know that?
Yeah.
And I just happened to look out the window. You can't see much from there. But suddenly, another plane goes by exactly the opposite direction, the exact same altitude. And it might have been maybe, Sean, like a quarter of a mile away. So it's not like it was like 5 inches away.
You could see it.
But I could make it out really
the
clearly.
The pilot was waving.
Yeah, like really clearly. And I thought...
At least it wasn't a UFO.
That would have been more fun. So I just turned around to see if anybody else saw it. And I was like, did anyone else see a plane?
Probably happens all the time.
Just go by? I don't think it's supposed to,
I've never
to,
seen
though.
That.
Sean, that's not supposed to happen, is it?
I don't think so. No, not that close. Right?
No,
it was way off course.
I'm telling you, it was very visible. So I was
looking for the Bahamas. Has anyone seen the Bahamas? I took a left turn at Florida. Bahamas?
All right, let's play the game. Jeremy is going to ask Christy some boy questions. Shannon will ask Sean some girl questions. Best out of three will win. If we're tied after three, we go to sudden death overtime. We also keep score on a monthly basis. The boys are up in April 2-1. We did not remove that point from Tuesday. It's kind of like a call in an umpire. If a call if an umpire makes a call in a game,
it just sticks.
Yeah. Even if later the videotape shows he was wrong, yeah,
it doesn't
live
radio. It's just it stays.
It happens. But today, Christy is going first.
All right, Christy, I need to know. Dave Grohl and Taylor Hawkins are members of what rock band?
Foo Fighters.
That's correct.
Very.
Nice job.
Wow. She knows her Foo Fighters. She's a rockin' therapist. All right, over to Sean.
All right, Sean. Periwinkle is a shade of what?
Purple.
No. It's blue.
It's blue, Sean.
Dang it.
Purple is light blue.
It's close.
It's not blue, though.
All right, back to Christy.
Christy, stories of a feud between The Rock and Vin Diesel began on the set of what movie series?
Stories of a feud. The Fast and the Furious?
I think you got it in before the
buzzer. Did she get fast in?
I think she did.
She did. I think she did.
Well, that's a point then.
My goodness.
Wow.
Right at the buzzer.
You got it.
You got it.
You got
it. It is Fast and the Furious. Yeah. Nice guess.
Okay.
Okay. Sean, already, this is the deciding question. If you don't get this, the game is over.
Bummer.
You can do it, Sean.
Oh, so supportive.
Oh, that's nice.
Okay, Sean. Usually, what word is said at the end of a yoga class?
Oh, gosh.
Come on. You know this.
Oh, come on. It's the word.
Breathe.
Oh. No.
You put your hands together and you say, namaste.
You gonna go?
Gosh,
namaste.
No,
have you not heard namaste before?
I usually say who farted in these classes. It's usually two words. Who farted?
Funny.
Hey, guys, you know what? The game is over.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. That was quick. Good job, Christy.
Sean, you didn't.
Oh, thank you.
You didn't get any points today, but I hope you at least had a little bit of fun.
I did. Good job, Christy.
Aww, you guys.
And before you go, sir, we have to give you some medicine. Are you ready for it?
I'm ready.
Girls rule.
Girls rule today, cowboy. You go have a good day at the aircraft software company, okay?
Great, thank you.
Bye, Sean.
Bye, Sean. Right,
thank you. Hey, Christy, way to go.
Oh, thank you. Thanks. This was fun. It was very short.
I know, it was quick.
Yeah, I know, it was a quick one today. Quick.
But listen, you're off to La Peep for breakfast or brunch, and you put the girls into a tie now. It's 2-2 for the month of April. We will play again on Tuesday morning. Christy, you stand by, and we'll come back and tell you all about your prize, okay?
All righty. Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you very much for listening.
Wham, bam.
Look
quick
at the girls.
Today, and the girls come storming back from a 2-0 deficit. It's tied.